Which one of you would like to start?
I'd be happy to start.
Thank you, Senator Burdick.
Did you want me to keep this to a specific time? I missed.
Well, we have 12 minutes for the panel.
Okay.
About 3 minutes, if you can.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Chair Colwells and members of the committee. It is a great honor to be here to talk about your legislation, which is very near and dear to me because I am the person who led the fight to get similar legislation passed in Oregon.
Senator Burdick, would you move the microphone a little closer to your mouth?
Okay.
Thank you.
For the record, my name is Ginny Burdick, and I represent the people of Senate District 18 in Oregon, which includes urban parts of Portland and suburban parts of Washington County. This has been quite an adventure working on this issue. It actually started in my campaign for reasons that Senator Klein articulated very, very clearly. This is all about crime prevention for me. It's not about some grudge against guns or gun owners or anybody else. So I actually introduced this issue door to door in my district. And the conversations were fascinating because there are a lot of gun owners in Oregon and a lot of them lived in my district. And the conversation went something like this. Do you want to take away my gun? No, I don't want to take away your gun unless you're a convicted felon. Are you a convicted felon? No, then I don't want to take away your gun. That's the way the conversation went. After I got elected in a landslide on this issue, frankly, because I wasn't expected to win, I decided I would go right into the belly of the beast, as it were, so I went to rural Oregon. I was invited down to Talent, Oregon, to talk about this issue and also to talk about education with their PTA. So I went to the Talent, Oregon PTA in rural Oregon, and I'm told that they never had so many husbands come to the PTA because all these PTA moms had husbands who hunted, and they all came to the PTA, and they stood in the back of the room with their arms folded like this. And it was a tough crowd. So I talked about the bill. I talked about what it would do, what it wouldn't do. It was very similar to the bill you have in front of you. And then I stood by the door as they left. And I said, how do you feel about this? And they said, it's a no-brainer. This is just common sense. These are gun owners. Now, I'd like to just use the rest of my time to perhaps respond to a couple of the questions that came up about data. You know, how do we have the data to support?
Senator Burdick, could you also just tell us what happened with the legislature and the initiative?
Oh, yes, I guess that's pretty important, isn't it? I actually worked this very hard in the legislature. The legislature at that time was heavily in control of Republicans. I got a couple of rural Republicans on board with this, including the chair of the Judiciary Committee in both the House and Senate, who were both Republicans, one of them from a rural area. We passed different versions in the House and the Senate. Unfortunately, it got caught up in end-of-session politics, and it failed by one vote. So I went to the ballot and gathered signatures to get this on the ballot, and despite a $1 million campaign by the gun lobby against it, it passed statewide by 62%. At a time when the Republicans controlled the legislature, the Senate, 17 to 13, it passed in 24 of 30 Senate districts, including a good number of rural ones. But in response to the data requests, we do have some data that led to this in Oregon. It takes a lot of shoe leather to gather data because just by the nature of it, there's no records kept. And they basically, the Portland Police Youth Gun Task Force did a rigorous study of youths who had guns confiscated from them. The overwhelming number of those guns, the overwhelming percentage of those guns came from gun shows. And I might point out that all four of the guns used in the Columbine massacre were also traced to gun shows in Colorado. So I won't take up any more time until there are questions.
Thank you. I appreciate your testimony. And we do have your letter and written testimony.